This is a follow-on to, but can stand alone from, my previous post on the history of my little laptop fiasco where I had to recover one laptop and buy a new one and set it up. In that process, which took several days, I ran into many situations where I needed to have some idea what a computer was doing with no speech. This file will detail some of what I did. The easiest one to explain would be that I used FaceTime with video, and I also used Skype with video to have several people read my screen, and I had to pan left to right across the screen to let them read the whole text, and I kind of learned how fast to move per who I was talking to do that. That is completely doable. But the most unusual part of this, and the reason I'm making the podcast, because I'm going to actually demonstrate this, I'm calling it a podcast, I'm not sure what to call this, is the thing I call the coil and amp solution. That is a telephone coil, looks like a suction cup, it even sticks to things like that. Telephone pickup is what it's often called, purchasable at Radio Shack for maybe between $2 and $5, give or take. And any amplifier, you can buy a little one at Radio Shack for that as well. You use the suction cup device, the thing like a microphone, you plug it in and it records electromagnetic activity in anything. You find a spot on your computer that sounds like it changes based on what you're doing. So you usually want to do that when your computer is running and doing things. You can do, say, a file find or an intensive CPU task, like a file compression, or maybe even something like playing a file in Winamp, and see whether you can find something that where it changes. What you end up with doing this is you get patterns of sound that depend on what you're doing, and you can learn to some extent what they mean. What I have actually had to do here for a lot of this project to get these laptops working is to use that technique to determine even things like whether a file exists, whether my CD command in a DOS box managed to change directories, whether my rename of a file actually succeeded, etc. With absolutely no speech. I wasn't even running Windows. I was in Windows recovery screens. I will demonstrate how this works by simulating one of the things I had to do. I'm going to turn this machine on. Now, this is the machine that died. The coil is sitting right beside where I believe the CPU is, on the right side of this Acer. The amp for it is sitting near the tape recorder. I'm a little bit closer. I'm going to apologize in advance for the fact that it's going to be a squeak and squawk of a bunch of noise. If you are bothered by loud, shrill sounds, keep your hand on the volume because there will be some. That's the way these things work. Here goes. Now what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be listening for a certain sequence of sounds, but I'm going to hit F8 to interrupt the boot process. Now, and actually I'm too late. So I'm going to turn it off again. So it's talking. I know that sound on here to mean... Oh, I can't get it to shut down. There we go. I know that to mean that the boot sequence is being started, and I didn't want it to. So I'm going to do it again. Starting F8. Okay. Now that sequence was interrupted, there was a little pfft, but it stopped. You didn't hear that. So I stopped the boot sequence. So now I have a screen, which is in where you have repair, safe mode, normal mode, command prompt, etc. I don't know where all the choices is, but every time I've done this on mine, it has landed on repair. You could ask someone once and write down how many arrow keys you hit to get to different places, but I'm just going to hit enter. Before I hit enter, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be listening for. There will be a bunch of noise. There will be a moment that sounds to me like a prompt, and I'm going to tell you when that happens. Then there will be a bunch more noise and a second occasion where that sounds like a prompt. And at that point, a screen that asks me for whether I want English and whether I want a US keyboard layout or something else. I'm going to hit enter. say prompt 1 when it sounds like a prompt, but it really isn't. The machines will sound different. Maybe this is... Maybe the first one. No, that's not the first one yet. That's the first one. There's the second one. Now, it would sit here for a long time. And this is a screen where it's asking me to enter language and keyboard. I'm going to hit enter because I don't want to change them. Another prompt type sound. Again, this is not going to sound the same on everybody's machine. You learn the sounds by doing this, probably with a sighted person the first few times. I happen to know that this is a screen that's saying you need to log in with your administrative credentials in order to be able to do anything. So to be safe, I know I'm in the user's box, but I don't know if there's anything there. I'm going to hit the backspace key quite a number of times here. I'm going to type administrator. I'm going to tab, and I'm going to type my password, and I'm going to hit enter. And I get another prompt. And another prompt is either of two things. Either I succeeded, and it went to the menu of choices for the recovery tools, or I failed, and I'm sending it to user prompt again. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit tab 4 times. If it succeeded, that will go to, and then press enter. And if it succeeded, it will go to the command box. If it failed, when I hit enter, I will probably get a lot of noise. But we'll see what happens. And I have had it happen both ways. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 tabs in this screen on my computer is command prompt. I'm going to hit enter on this. And that didn't do very much. So now I'm sitting here going, am I at a command prompt or am I at a username field? In other words, when I pressed enter, did I go on the OK button for the error, bad login, or did I go to the command prompt? I don't know yet, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to type DIR and press enter. Now that's a sound that you would not get if I was sitting at a username prompt, because we didn't get that when we left it before. That was the sound of a scrolling DOS directory of /windows/system32. There's a lot of files in there. I'm going to run it again. See how long it takes. I'll turn it up again a little bit. That little dee at the end is when the prompt comes back. Why it does that, I'm not absolutely sure, but it does every time a prompt appears in here. Now, I'm going to go to the previous directory, which is cd:\enter, and I'm going to do a DIR again. Notice that was way shorter. One more time. That's C:\windows. But you still hear a little dee, which is the scrolling sound. I'm going to go to the root directory, cd:\enter, do a DIR. There's almost nothing in there. One more time. So you can tell that I'm changing directories. You can't obviously tell what files are in here. Now let me go to cd:\winsx. That's where they wanted me to go before. Enter. Do a DIR in here. There's a lot of stuff in there. A whole lot of stuff in here. As a matter of fact, there's so much I don't want to listen, so I'm going to type Control-C. I happen to know there's 13,000 folders in this folder, but that's beside the point. So, here I am, and I know I'm in Windows/WinSXS, because that's longer than where I was, so it obviously changed to where I told it to. Now the question is, do I actually have a file in here called pending.xml? What you do to find that out, in a batch file, is you say if exist pending.xml, and then you do something. Well, what can we have it do? Well, we can hear directories. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type if space, exist, that's exist, not exists, space, pending, dot XML, space, R. Now what's going to happen here is if I hit enter and there is a pending.xml, it's going to make a long noise. If it isn't there, it's going to do pretty much nothing. Here we go. There is a pending.xml there. I'm rather surprised at this because I didn't expect it. Now, just to demonstrate, I'm going to type if, oops, make sure I didn't type that wrong, if space exist space pending dot xxx space dir enter. Beep. Nothing. Okay, so we can tell whether a file exists by its name. You can also use that to tell whether a directory exists, and as I said before, by changing how long the directory takes, you can tell where you are. I do not want updates to run when I restart my computer. So I am going to rename pending.xml to pending.m1, just so I know where it is, and Windows doesn't. R-E-N space pending.xml space pending.m1 enter. And how do I know that worked? I go if exist, whoops, pending.m1, D-I-R, bingo. And if I really want to be pedantic about it, if exist pending.xml, D-I-R, nothing. You're done with the task at hand. So now, you get out of a command box by typing exit, and pressing enter, and that will go back to the menus. Since we are done now, in some of the tests I did, you had to use Registry Editor. I don't have a way of going through Registry Editor safely and making registry changes by listening to things with Quill and App. I can run Registry Editor, but I don't have a system for doing that much. Okay, so to get out of this and reboot, we hit an escape, which I happen to know brings up a "Are you ready to exit?" box, and that the yes is highlighted. So I'm going to hit a space, and it's going to reboot. Eventually. Activity and down it goes. CD-ROM reinitializes. It's going to come up. This time I'm not going to interrupt it, and I'm going to see if my machine reboots. And I'm going to really, really hope that it does, because it was working and I still need it. I did actually leave that file renamed because I don't want those updates to run right now. It's doing its little power on self test most likely here. Now that's going back into system repair. We've heard this little chirping sound before. That's not what I expected it to do. This is not the boot sequence I was expecting. I know what this is. So basically this means that we're going to come up and get a prompt for English and a prompt for menus again. So just to be safe, I'm going to wait for the prompt for English. Here comes a thing that looks like a prompt. Actually, it's doing more than that. It's probably doing an attempt to do repair. This is not going where I thought it was even the second time. This is doing different things. So it's probably going to the system can't finish repairing screen, which I did have happen once. Okay. We have a prompt. And it isn't the English one, I don't believe. I'm going to attempt to escape, because my goal at this point is to see if I can just have it restart. I'm going to escape, and it's doing more than I was expecting it to. So this is one of those where I don't even know where it is right now. But just like a travel route situation, we'll see what we can recognize. We've been dropped off in a place we didn't expect. I recognize repair type activity because that little pattern does not happen during a normal boot, I don't believe. It happens during repair activities for some reason. It may go straight from there into a regular boot, I suppose. This kind of activity is common during a boot process. I'm going to move the coil and see what the hard drive is doing. A lot would be the answer to that question, but it's not a regular pattern like a format or something crazy like that would be. That's a pretty random activity. Short seats, but lots and lots of them. Back to the CPU again. Stopped the recording for a little while, maybe about a minute, maybe two, because it sounded like it was just going to repeat for a while and not be of that much interest. It has changed to more of the type of activity I hear during a normal system boot. You can't absolutely tell whether that's what it's doing. Obviously, you know, there's limitations to this, but you can tell when it's doing something versus nothing, when it's repeating itself, when it's doing new stuff. Useful during a long update process, occasionally. I'm wondering if it's actually booting into safe mode, but I don't know that. Okay, I went ahead and off recording, made a call in FaceTime to get someone to look at my screen and found that it says that Windows was unable to start and it is going through a system repair, which is probably necessary anyway because of all the other things that happened. And it's going through this process of checking all my files, making repairs. It says no repairs, no change will be made to your personal files. There may be several reboots. So at this point, the coil's use is to detect reboots and patterns after reboots so that I know if it's asking me for information or if it's actually doing something. So I will pause the recording during this because I expect it to take a while, but anything that's unique that comes up, I will put on here. And again, this burst of sound is different than anything I'd heard yet, so I was aware that I was in a new place. I just didn't know what it was without asking somebody. Coil can help you recognize where you've been, but it really doesn't tell you someplace you haven't been yet. You can just realize that it's not old. Okay, I'm hearing patterns now. The little dee-dee-dee pattern went by, which is something I usually hear during system recovery information. That sounds prompt-like. That is concerning because I don't have anybody here to read it. And since it's a new space, I will have to go get someone to read that one. It very well may say, click here to restart. I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to hit a space and see if that's what it is. Well, it made it do something, but it didn't make it restart, and it's not doing anything else. So it's either taking a while, or it is asking me for more information. As long as it's taking, I'm going to say it's asking me for something. So still, again, I still have to ask questions, but this means I don't have to have somebody here the whole time. So far in this whole process, I've been here for maybe 20 minutes, give or take 15 maybe, but I have had 3 minutes of help. I will be back. I'm going to get, maybe a couple more. That turned out to be about 5 minutes more of help. I turned the coil off. I went ahead and finished the process offline because I ran into a screen that I had seen one other time. I'll explain it to the best of my memory. But then I went ahead and went and rebooted. The machine is now running. And the normal sound of a running Windows machine, at least my running Windows machine, it's doing stuff in the background in Windows. It's making those sounds I said didn't happen during the boot process, so it's still busy. But it's actually here running, and my Cisco client came up, and all this other boot time stuff. So I've got my desktop and all that jazz. But there's still a lot of stuff going on in the background. In fact, I'm going to ask, what is running here? I'm going to use a tool of mine to do this just so it takes less time. Oops. It's not going to tell me. I was thinking I could tell what's taking the most CPU time real fast. I know why. I'd have to have it running as the task manager is not running in a way that shows me processes that don't belong to me. So I'll deal with that later if it's still running, but it's probably doing a lot of background update collection and stuff like that. So what had come up at the end there was a system repair completion screen, and then when I hit the space, I believe it was when I got a log of the repair findings. And from the log, you close it with a space, and then you end up in a screen again where I hit escape and a space to get out of the yes-no box, and then I restarted. When I restarted the machine from there, it actually came up and ran immediately. So it seems this means to me that the machine may boot, but it may occasionally fluster at me a little bit before it does. To everyone else listening, hopefully my very interesting week of laptop experiences proves useful to people out there in dealing with things. Really, though, I recommend you have access to sighted assistance in case you need it. This is actually a good demonstration not only of what a coil can do, but what it cannot do. It cannot tell you enough to safely go through a very dangerous process unless you're very familiar with it and you know by the sound or by patterns or by just experience of what comes after what, where you are. And I took one gamble in all this, which was space when I didn't know what screen I was on. But I think for the most part, you would ask somebody about that. It will help you get through more without sighted help. The coil and amp thing can also be useful for other things, including iPhones, telling what an iPhone is up to. During a system update or an iOS update, it's kind of interesting to listen to one of those. I may do an audio cast on how that sounds one day. I meant to do it last time when I did an iOS 7 update, but I didn't get it done. That's all for now. Hope that's useful to somebody. Oh, and we'll finish by shutting down the right computer.